This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As America sees Special Counsel Robert Mueller's redacted Russia report, President Trump is claiming exoneration. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Not long after Bob Mueller was named special counsel in 2017, the president tried to discredit him, but top advisors resisted. The president then moved into trying to get Mueller fired, repeatedly ordering White House counsel Don McGahn to put it in motion. McGahn told Mueller's investigators he refused. Early last year, the president wanted McGahn to deny he'd been told to push for Mueller's removal. McGahn again said no. Mueller writes, in the end, McGahn and other top advisors kept the president from sabotaging the probe by refusing to follow his orders. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of the report. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has said he wants Mueller to testify as soon as possible.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats are attacking Attorney General Bill Barr because they won't accept the report's findings.
I think the Attorney General is making this as open as possible. It really gets down to whether you trust him or not.
Mali's prime minister and his entire government resigned Thursday. The president's office said the president has accepted the resignations. The move comes after an uptick in violence between the Fulani and Dogon ethnic groups. The United Nations says that the past year, some 600 people have died in the violence, and there was a massive demonstration in the capital, Bamako, 2 weeks ago to protest the violence. This is VOA News. Tensions continue to escalate between Turkey and the United States over the procurement of Russian missiles. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence warned this month that Turkey's future in NATO could be at risk if Ankara takes delivery of Russian S-400 missiles. That drew an angry response from Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin. Washington claims the S-400 missiles, which are due to be delivered in July, pose a security threat to NATO military systems in Turkey in particular. In particular, America's latest fighter jet, the F-35. Russia is developing the S-400 system to counter the F-35's stealth technology. France Thursday paid a day-long tribute to the firefighters who saved the famed Notre Dame Cathedral from destruction. French President Emmanuel Macron hailed them as exemplary. They were also made honorary citizens of Paris. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
To the music of Bach and words of Victor Hugo, hundreds of Parisians and tourists gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to honor 600 firefighters who battled the Notre Dame inferno. The cathedral loomed just across the Seine River, blackened and crippled, but largely intact.
Il est 2 heures du matin. Le feu est éteint. Notre Dame est debout.
Interior Minister Christophe Castaner outlined the arc of the blaze that started Monday evening. He described the massive heat as the firefighters battled the flames. Experts say saving Notre Dame and its most priceless treasures came down to a matter of minutes. Nobody was killed in the blaze, and key parts of the cathedral, including its bell towers and rose windows, remain intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Police in Northern Ireland say the dissident Republican group, the New IRA, was most likely responsible for the fatal shooting of a reporter in Londonderry during riots overnight. The assistant chief constable said a gunman fired a number of shots at police during the rioting. He called it a terrorist act carried out by violent dissident Republicans. Pope Francis observed Holy Thursday by traveling to a prison outside Rome, where he washed, dried, and kissed the feet of 12 inmates, 9 Italians, and one each from Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Morocco. Francis has used the rite as a way to reinforce his message that even the most important figures must serve the most marginal. And Egyptians began voting on Saturday on constitutional changes that could allow Egypt's president to stay in office until 2030. If passed, the amendments would also deepen presidential powers and military presence within communities. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.